Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and it's my pleasure to bring you the most heartening human interest stories this fine Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Stay with us as we delve into inspiring narratives of compassion, tenacity, and optimism from every corner of our world. Paul isn't Lewis's foray into the world of brewing the kind of story that just naturally lifts the corners of your mouth into a smile. His humble beginnings with a first batch of homebrew that he himself described as god-awful have blossomed into the thriving Other One Brewing Company. It's a testament to the idea that perseverance can yield incredible results, certainly more satisfying than a slap in the face with a wet fish, right? Consider the sheer resolve it takes to start brewing beer simply because the high-quality options were scarce, and then to persist through a series of trials and errors. That level of commitment is nothing short of astonishing. And let's not overlook the community element, how it all sprang from a neighbourly inquiry by Brian Hutchinson. They transformed a garage into a quaint brewery hub amidst a pandemic, showcasing the power of hobbies to unite people, forge strong connections, and foster a sense of community even in the most challenging times. And the names they've chosen for their beers, Paul, aren't they just delightful? Sedulous, named after Lewis's daughter's endearing mispronunciation of fabulous, is both charming and inventive. Then there's Pajamas in Walmart, a nod to the amusing and all too familiar sight of folks browsing the aisles in their sleepwear. These aren't mere names, they're vignettes of life, capturing family moments and shared chuckles. It's a clever and heartwarming way to intertwine personal anecdotes with their business, inviting customers to feel like they're part of the family. It's also quite moving how Lewis finds fulfillment not only in the brewing process, but in witnessing others develop an appreciation for his labour of love. That moment when a customer takes a first sip and exclaims, "Wow, that's a good beer," encapsulates the essence of why stories like this resonate with us. They're about forging connections and discovering shared pleasures in our pursuits. Their brewery has evolved into something more than a mere spot for enjoying a fine beer. It's a community cornerstone, interlaced with the joys of family, the warmth of friendship, and a passion for craftsmanship. Each sip is a narrative, each flavour a medium for bringing people together. Now that is genuinely heartwarming. And with that, we conclude today's episode of Paul's Positive Podcast. Thank you for lending us your ears, Paul. Remember, you're akin to a tea bag. Your true strength emerges when you're steeped in hot water. And regardless of the temperature, I have faith in your capacity to brew an exceptional cup of success. I look forward to your company again tomorrow for another dose of positivity. Until then, continue to joyfully splash through life's puddles, even if it's just in a pair of rain boots. Wishing you a splendid remainder of your day, Paul.